is Mr. and Mrs. W. R. Swinging Adventures.
I am Mr. W.
And I am Mrs. W. So if you are not over the age of 18, please do not listen, as this contains adult content. So we are now backtracking to like mid-March.
Yeah.
We have had a hell of a lot go on.
Over the last month.
And my brain is like fog, so I'm getting so confused with what belongs to what day and whatever.
Yeah, so obviously hopefully I will correct you on some of it, but just a recap of what we've got coming up is we've currently not long been back from the Black and White Ball.
Yep.
What you've just seen, well, heard about in the
last episode.
Where we recorded with Kate from the Wanderlust Swingers.
Yep.
And we thoroughly enjoyed that one.
We actually done 3 recordings that weekend.
Yeah.
As well as enjoyed our time.
Had fun.
Had you know, the pre-drinks, the pre-drinks, the actual event, and anything in between.
Yeah.
So we will get to that eventually. So let's start back to the middle of March, Mr. W's birthday weekend.
Yep. We decided to head back to JD's bar.
So I was excited to get back.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if I could still be who I was at the previous, or the last time we went.
Yeah.
To, you know, whether I can do that again. I think in my head, I was like, yep, you can do this. But at the same time, I was like, I'm going to disappoint myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be who I was.
We went.
Yep.
We enjoyed ourselves.
Yep. So I know we only went 2 weeks prior, but once we got there, they remembered who we was.
Yep.
I think pretty much straight away, didn't we go off and...
No, you were trying, and this is where a bit of this episode come out in the last one. Because I went to Matt.
Yep.
And said, well, we were in the smoking area and we were talking.
So, hold up. Matt is a doorman. Yes. Who you will hear a little bit about in more detail later.
Yeah.
Because we actually had, you know, a few interactions with him that night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were speaking to Matt in the smoking area.
And I said to him, I said, she's trying to already get me in the playroom. And he went, what are you doing here then? And yeah. I went, I'm not ready yet.
I don't give a shit, I was.
Yeah? Well, I wasn't. So.
Like, I wanted to start my night on a high.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start it how I wanted it to finish.
Yeah.
As people will find out, I did start my night how I finished.
Yeah.
So I finally got him into the playroom.
Yep.
And...
didn't we go in that one twice? Yeah, we did.
No, I think we only went in there once. Oh, we went in there the time before. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We went into a playroom anyway.
Yeah.
And...
we were doing quite well in there.
Yeah. We had an incident.
Yes.
So pretty much straight off from the start, we had locked the door.
Yep.
So, yes, we will play privately, but...
we will play publicly.
Like, yeah, out in the open, so to speak. But private play...
is private play.
Yeah, we actually shut the door and locked the door.
Yeah.
Someone tried the door handle.
Not just once.
No, but they tried it once, then it stopped for a second or two, like a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And then the door handle went again. I think at this point... we were sort of finishing up anyway.
It put me off.
Yeah, it put you off the first time, and then the second time was like, nope, we're done.
Yeah.
As we, you know, got up, got dressed, wiped everything down,
yeah,
we have then opened the door, and there was
a single male.
Yeah.
Standing at the end of the corridor.
Yeah, basically, he had just moved from the door. You could sort of hear the...
the move. You can hear, like, the movement.
We walked past them, because there was 2 at the time, weren't there?
One.
Oh, I thought he was standing with somebody else.
No, there was 1. I don't know if there was... you might have seen 2, because obviously I was in front of you, but I only see 1, and that was the one that I think was doing it. Because while we were in one room, there was another couple in the other.
Yeah, because we could hear them.
And I think that was the... where you, the pause was him trying both.
Yeah, possibly.
So we then walked through to, or no, we were walking down, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we were discussing it, and I went, no, we've got to say something, because that's not right.
And the thing is, when we first went and they were doing the tour, they basically said, you know, doors are locked for a reason. If anyone tries door handles, it's not on, we don't accept that.
No.
If, you know, the doors open and somebody steps in, again, we don't like that.
No.
So this is why it was a big do we or don't we.
Yeah.
And
at the end of the day, it was our second visit, and we didn't want to be that couple that runs off, if that makes sense, like runs to the owners to say, or the staff, to be like, well, this person's doing this.
Yeah.
So we were walking down, and I went, no, that's unacceptable.
Yep.
End of any situation, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
So as we were walking down, we went into reception.
No, we went to the kitchen bit first. That's how we walked in.
Yeah.
And we actually saw Matt in there.
Yeah.
We just said to him, look, you know, we don't want to grass people up or ruin people's nights, but this was the situation. So we sort of informed him what had happened.
And he straight away asked us what the gentleman looked like.
Yep.
So I filled him in on that, and he went, yeah, I know exactly which one you're on about.
And then he said, I'll deal with it. Can you go to reception and just tell her at reception?
Yeah.
So as we walked through to the kitchen bit, we started talking about it. And one of the other gentlemen, doorman, that were behind us, yeah, he went, yep, I'm going, to the woman behind the reception.
And the other one, who was on that side, was like, yeah, I'm watching.
Yeah, so one was watching the cameras, and the other one then went to join Matt.
Mm.
As we were talking, we've obviously explained again to the receptionist what happened. She said, okay, that's fine. And I actually said to her, so the gentleman just told me to come and tell you what had happened. And he said, Matt. I said, I don't know, it's the doorman, that's all I know. Yeah. And she said, yeah, Matt, the owner. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, like, he's the owner. Which then shocked me, because obviously I hadn't realised that anyway.
No.
But it's nice to know that, you know, the conversations we've had with him.
Well, it's not the case of yes, he's a member of staff, but at the same time, he wants everyone's best interest.
Yeah, like, he's so friendly,
yeah,
and open and, you know, honest and whatever else. And the conversations we had with him
were really good.
Yeah, and we did miss a part. So while we were in the smoking area, before we went to the playroom, we were saying that it's Mr. W's birthday on the Monday.
Yeah.
He actually had told the receptionist.
Yeah.
So while we were talking to her, and I said, Mr. W, she said, right, okay. She said, I thought it was, but Matt told me it wasn't. And then when Matt come back and he was talking to us, and he was like, right, I've told him.
Yeah, that's his only.
Yeah, he's not going to get another warning. He does that again, he's out for good. He was like, we don't stand for that, we're not accepting that.
And this is where we're now going to say, obviously, we said in the last one, and there has been another podcast go out saying about they get one chance and that's it.
Yep.
It is a one, they get one speaking to and that's done.
Depending on the situation. Yeah. So the door thing, that bloke had been there a long time.
Yeah.
So he should have known better.
Yeah.
And I think this is why he was given the benefit, this is your chance, sort of situation. Sort it out, don't do it again. So, you know, they're obviously welcoming newbies and helping them, so yeah, to speak. But at the same time, they're also telling their regulars, sort your shit out.
Yeah, because at the same time, is single gentlemen, and we know a few single gentlemen,
yeah,
that we get on really well with, and one of them we're hoping to get on here at some point. We can understand it to a point, but if you've been there and been going to that club for a long time, what the hell was he doing?
Yeah, testing his boundaries, yeah, probably.
He's and as we said to Matt, what if that door wasn't locked?
Yeah, like,
if we'd have gone in there in a heat of passion, slammed the door closed, didn't lock it, where would he have ended up?
Yep.
And that was the issue.
Yep.
Wasn't the issue of him trying the door, it was a case of where would he have gone to?
Yeah, which I get. And, you know, I didn't look into it as much as you did.
No, that's just my brain.
Yeah. So while we were talking, obviously Matt's come back over.
Yeah, and he literally said,
yeah, this is what I've said to him. And then she turned around, the lady behind the reception desk, she turned around, she went, I told you it was Mr. W. And he was like, no, I told you. And then it was like a laughing matter on,
yeah,
who was correct. We sort of continued our night.
Yeah.
And I think not long after that, didn't we get in the hot tub?
No, I think we went back outside. We may have got in the hot tub.
So I think we got a drink, because I did drink that night, not, yeah, much. But we got a drink. I think we went back outside, went in the hot tub.
Yeah.
It was too hot.
Oh.
Like, we got in the hot tub and there were some people in there.
Yeah.
And I think they were just about to get out.
Yeah.
And then we got in. So we ended up having a conversation.
Yeah, I think we lasted like 15 minutes.
If that. It was just too hot. It was hotter than the time before and I couldn't breathe properly. I was literally, it was pouring off me. I was, you know, so hot. So we actually said to the other couple, look, we're going to hop out.
Yeah, we're going to hop out.
If you guys fancy, you know, finding us in a bit, having a drink, then we can. We sort of
wandered.
Yeah, so we got dressed down. Even though the time prior, I literally strut around in just me underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was a bit different. Like, I was still confident.
Yeah.
But I did have my throw thing with me, didn't I?
I'm going to chuck that out of the playback, so you have to just go.
We'll see about that. You know, I did put that on, and I was still confident. I was still sort of doing my thing. Do you not agree?
Yeah, you were doing your thing. We were just enjoying our night.
Yeah, like, it wasn't in my head of be better than you were last time. It was just be confident.
Just be the same. It wasn't the case of you being confident. It was just like, yes, be confident, but at the same time, you know you can do that.
I know, and I just felt like I didn't want to disappoint myself. So then I think I got in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
And with that, I was a bit on edge because obviously I got in my head. But I actually
got yourself out of it.
Got myself out of it. And we had sat next to that couple again in the bar area.
Yeah.
We had an odd conversation. Just sort of like, you know, we were probably sitting there about 5-10 minutes,
yeah.
Couple of words. She had a bit of a dance.
You weren't drunk enough to dance.
No, I wasn't. But then something happened, so she sat back down and we carried on chatting. She then turned around to her partner and was chatting to him. Me and you actually looked at each other.
Yeah.
And you were like, go on, like, see if they want to go talk somewhere else.
Yeah, because obviously
It was loud. There was a lot of people.
And obviously the good thing with JD's is they have an area with no music,
yep.
Nice comfy sofas, and you can sit and chill.
Yeah. So I said, okay, bear with, you know, let her finish her conversation. Yep. So after she finished talking to him, I sort of like put my hands on her to get her attention sort of thing. And I said, do you two fancy a chat, you know, the other side of the reception?
Yeah.
So we could just sit, chill, and talk.
Yeah.
She sort of lit up a bit.
Yeah.
Because we instigated that, I think.
Yeah, and you'll find out later why that would be with their dynamic.
Yeah, so we went off,
we had a chat with them,
it was really nice. Yeah. Like, it was just so different because we love learning about people's dynamics and, you know, their experiences.
Yeah.
So we actually got on quite well talking to them.
Yep.
You know, conversations just flowed, and they are actually a sub and dom
relationship.
Yeah. So of course I was excited to have that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, the further we got into conversations, it actually turned out that our dynamic, so to speak, or our situation,
yeah,
was something that fell under their bracket,
yeah,
in so many ways. I'm not sure if it was him or her that instigated it. I think it was her, wasn't it? And she said, you know,
do you guys want to go off and play?
Yeah. I think I just stared at them.
Yeah.
And stared at you.
And she straight away went, why don't you guys go off, have a chat? If we don't see you again, we know we're scared, you. I went, don't worry, you'll see us again.
Yeah.
It's only a small place. Like, yeah. Having a bit
can't,
of a
can't run away unless we leave.
No. So we said, but this is where we were open with them.
Yep.
And we straight away went, look, we know people that don't smoke, don't like to play with people that do.
Yep.
And obviously Mrs. W smokes and myself vapes. So we straight away went to them. We'll whip outside, have a fag, have a chat, and see where we go from there.
And then you did say, as long as that's all right, obviously, yeah, you know, now you know we smoke sort of thing.
Yeah. If you don't, then we'll go off, have a chat, and come back to you. And they were like,
the thing is, even if it was the case of they didn't like the whole idea of playing with smokers, that's not an issue. No, because
we still enjoyed their conversation. And
I believe
their
we would have continued to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, whether they didn't want to play after the smoking side of things. So
I am going to put this out there. Sometimes if a couple does smoke and you don't, maybe just give that little bit of time for them to go and have a cigarette or a vape or whatever. Because that gives you that time as a couple, another couple,
yep,
to have that quick conversation.
Yeah.
And it was that quick by the time we'd...
By the time we had actually walked out of the door,
yeah,
I saw two people walking into the front room bit.
Yeah.
I didn't, I just sort of side glanced at the shadows walking past. So I didn't know who it was. But by the time we had finished and gone back in,
they were still there.
Well, I went to walk to the bar area, didn't I? And you were like, babe, they're here. I was like, oh, shit, sorry. Like, I didn't realise I'm oblivious. I actually said to him, oh, that didn't take you long then. And she was like,
no, we'd already kind of made up our minds.
Yeah.
So
while we were outside, it was a conversation of do we or don't we? So I was a bit weary, as I am, playing with anyone new.
Yeah.
Especially as when it comes to play, I am submissive to the point of I don't instigate, I don't know how to start it, I don't know, you know, how to touch someone. Obviously I do, but physically.
Yeah. It's a foreign object to you because of vanilla life.
Yeah,
you
but
don't
I think
do
it's
that.
Because I want, I like the whole thing of, I'm happy for someone to just come over to me and go, this is happening, you're doing this. Okay, that's fine, I'll do it. But when it comes to walking into a room, it's like, what now?
Yeah.
So
we got a very good, not deal out of the situation, but he was like, was it I'm the dominant one?
Yes, but while we were outside talking, it was the case of, you know, are we both willing to sort of
submit?
Yeah, because it was the fact of, because he is the dom.
Yeah.
It would be the case of he would dom the room.
Yeah.
Which is something they had said. So before we went outside, it was a case of, you know, we basically want subs with anyone we find.
Yeah. And it was more the case of, and this is what I did say to Mrs. W, was, we've talked about that dynamic.
Yep.
And I said, what a better way to experience.
So like experience it together.
Yeah.
And the fact that he had said, you know, I don't want to do anything that, or say anything that neither of you are happy with. Obviously, we're strangers.
Yeah.
So we were quite happy with the whole, okay, we'll just see how we feel. We know if we want to stop, we can stop.
Yeah.
They made that perfectly clear. And he said, anything I do or say that you're not happy with, say. Yeah. Like, speak up. Just tell me. Because we were the first couple that they had spoke to about playing.
Yeah.
You know, normally they'd play with single females. So
single
males. You know, being a couple situation, they had to find the right couple who were happy to do as he was saying.
Yeah.
So,
but also he did give a little bit of freedom with myself.
Yep.
As well, because he knew that I wanted to be, but
yeah, so because you are a switch.
Yeah.
You know, you're happy to sort of, you know, be one
switch
or the other or be both in the same sort of situation. We actually agreed that, you know, we'd give it a go.
Yeah.
So I think, didn't he find the room?
Yeah.
Well, he went and got the bag, I think, and she found the room. We sort of went in there and I was like, oh, okay, shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
And maybe I weren't sure.
Did I go to the toilet?
No.
No, we did go in both of us at the same time, didn't we?
Possibly. In all honesty, I can't remember how it started.
She got in her position.
Yep.
So that was like on her knees.
Yep.
When she goes into the playroom.
No, he told her.
Yeah, or no, but.
No, but when we got in there, it was a case of we were all standing there not knowing what to do. And I think he actually said, right, you can play with him, or you can kiss him or something, I think it was, to start
with. He turned around and said to me, take her bra off. So he was controlling me at that point, and you were just, like, sat on the bed.
Yeah, sitting there.
And then he was like, play with her breasts, and that type of situation. And then,
so she was telling them to do a few things, and then at the same time he was actually like, you know, can I undress you? He did ask permission.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's fine. And again, not something I do, which I'm learning to do, is being naked around people. I'm still conscious.
Yep.
I'm getting better. I'm allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was then obviously sort of undressing me at the same time, telling them what to do. And, you know, it was a case of it being a really weird situation.
But it's fucking hot.
So it went from you two playing to me and him playing, to then I played with her.
Yeah.
And then she played with me. And
while I was playing with
so
her.
So at one point, which was a thing discussed before, is, you know, with many people, some people find it hard to
come.
Fully come, basically, in, you know, play scenarios. And, you know, she pre-warned us. Okay, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
With one of our unicorns was like that. She was very hard to get going.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were fine. We just thought, you know, if we're doing something wrong, tell us, you know, sort of thing, and whatever.
Yeah.
So while Mr. W was head down, going to town, so to put it, I was actually sitting on her face.
Yeah.
He was still controlling the room by, like, telling us to carry on and, you know, saying things. But, oh, I need to stop. So prior to this, when he was playing with me, he actually, I come.
Yeah.
And he was like, next time you need to ask me. And, like, my head just went, whoa, like, hold on. This is how I'm wanting to go down. I'm wanting to...
be told.
Yeah. So I sort of got a bit excited. And then the next time that he went to make me come, I actually said to him, can I come? And he said, ask me properly. I said, can I come, please? And he was like, no, sir. I was like, can I come, sir? And as much as I felt stupid saying it, it sort of heightened things.
Yeah.
He was like, yes, you can. So I was like, oh my God, thank fuck for that. Like, I really needed to come. And I was literally about to. And then I realised what he had said to me prior. So, yeah, whilst I'm obviously on her face and you're, you know, down
my thing.
Yeah. She actually was tapping him.
Yeah.
And she then squeezed his leg.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, you can. Because obviously she couldn't ask permission.
No.
You know, I'm sitting on my face, for God's sake.
Yeah.
She could have pushed me out the way, I suppose. But, yeah, so he obviously let her. With that, obviously I removed myself from her face.
Yeah.
And I think...
give her a bit of a breather.
Yeah, we both then started playing with you.
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, it was just weird. Like, just, I don't know, it's hard to get the words out, I suppose, because as much as, yes, I've played with other women whilst playing with you at the same time.
But having that...
the atmosphere of, this is happening, now you do this, and you do that, and it was just, yeah, it just heightened everything, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
We then also played with him, the two of us.
Yep.
So... Mr. W sort of stood there while we were doing what we basically done to you, to him.
Yeah.
Then I think we continued playing again.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to stop.
Yeah.
Because I
did
think...
did he get you or was it her?
What?
That got you going, like you shaking.
He was the one that was playing with me at the time.
Mm.
But I think it was the fact of, you know, the sensory overload of playing with her, playing with him, and the whole being told what to do.
Yeah.
It just heightened everything, and, like, my whole body, the last time he made me come, my whole body just trembled, and, like, I was literally shaking. I was sort of a bit lightheaded, you know, not out-controllably lightheaded, but I was just like, what the fuck, like, where the hell did that come from? And I actually said, look, I'm going to have to stop a minute. My whole body's shaking. Straight away, which one thing I liked, was how all three of you sort of turned around, stopped, you know, and sort of, I think he sucked me up, and she was like, you need to have a drink, you know.
Here's some water.
Yeah, here's some water. So I had a drink and aftercare, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that's what I really liked. The fact of it wasn't just, right, you're doing as you're told and then fucking off.
Mm.
And it was just, yeah, I just haven't got words to fully describe that night. I think between me and you, it's a bit more we could sort of understand because we were in that room.
Yeah.
At that time. But for people maybe listening, they might not understand fully.
No.
After that, we decided, okay, you know, that's that. It was a soft swap. We were happy with that. We didn't particularly want anything more. We weren't fussed, to be honest. We had gone there in the fact of we were just going to have a good night, enjoy Mr. W's pre-birthday. We missed the big thing out.
Oh, okay, we go. Wait,
this is what I mean. This is why I said everything's going to so come to my head. And, yeah. And, you
know. And then it will.
So, when we had spoke... at reception.
Yeah.
And she confirmed it was Mr. W. She actually said, right, in a minute, I need you, like, in the bar area.
Yeah. And that's when we went back out to the smoking area.
Yeah. So we went for a drink.
Yep. And then we went out.
Yeah. Sorry. So as we were in the bar area, all of a sudden, Mr. W's name gets called.
Yep.
And two other people's names get called.
Three.
To go into...
the bar area.
The middle of the dance floor.
Yeah.
So one of the ladies that was out by reception, she come over to Mr. W and was like, come on, like in the middle, we do this for everyone, it's your birthday, come on, let's go. Another lady then brought in a birthday cake.
I think it was more like a Victoria sponge.
Yeah, just yeah, just a normal birthday cake you probably get from a supermarket. But the fact of them acknowledging
it was someone's birthday.
Yeah. And not just one person.
Quite
as soon as they realised how many people's birthday it was like, right, you're all up.
All in.
You know, we are singing happy birthday to each and every one of you, and each and every one of you will be blowing out a candle.
Yeah.
You know, I liked that.
And then they obviously put it on the back row with the buffet.
Yeah, yeah, that was another big thing about the night. And I just think the night went from, I'm doing this shit, to what a fucking night.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so after the birthday cake thing, let's backtrack back to the room. So obviously after, we were like, okay, let's start getting ready to... to wrap it up. It was getting on.
Yeah.
And we always seem to go out when I'm working the next Sunday.
Yeah.
So I had work. I was like, oh my God, I've literally got like 7 hours until I had to be at work.
Yeah.
And we still had to travel home.
Yep.
So we ended up swapping contact information. You know, I weren't sure whether we'd hear back from him.
And literally, wasn't it by the time we got home or by the time we woke up in the morning?
Yeah, I think we had a message.
Yeah.
Which then led onto more messages, and it has led to a group WhatsApp chat.
Yep.
We're not as active.
No.
But we've got so much going on. Trying to, you know, stick with groups is ridiculous. But when we do speak to them again, it would be nice to speak to them again. Yeah, that was just...
It was a hot night.
One hell of a night. Like, I'm looking forward to potentially meeting them again.
Yep.
And seeing if how the night goes again.
See but how far we can go, like,
yeah,
in that respect.
I'm also looking forward to the fact of, I know that that's something I want to try more.
Yeah.
So whether that's trying to get you when you're, you know, being more of a dom like that, which you have been,
mm-hmm.
which I've liked.
Yeah.
Or whether that's somebody else who can come in and fully be like, this is what's happening.
Satisfy you in that way.
Yeah. So yeah, whatever, wherever, however.
Whenever.
But we are hoping to definitely meet them again.
Yep.
So we will be letting them know when we're next out and about and seeing what they can do.
Yeah. Obviously, we are planning on going back soon. But this one will be out after we've gone.
Yeah, so we've got a few things planned as well. So we've got, you know, had a busy month and we're still continuing our busy time.
Yeah.
So trying to get these out is, yeah.
But by the time of recording, obviously, we have obviously booked another event.
Yep.
We are going down to Bournemouth to Untamed Night.
For a sci-fi night, isn't it?
So it's on May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
It is a Star Wars day.
I know it is. So sad motherfucker.
Yeah. So we're going down to that. Obviously, that is a good friends of ours, the Marvelous.
Well, they're sort of hosting, aren't they?
Yeah.
And again, we are also meeting other friends.
The one that only cares an ash. They're going to fucking love that bit.
So,
love you guys.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I think we have actually got a babysitter for one point in between.
Yeah.
So we're going to see...
Yeah, you're good.
No, we're going to see what type of night we decide to have.
Yep.
Whether it's a vanilla night or, you know...
That's true, it is.
We'll see. We'll see, and I'm sure they'll find out soon. So, again, thank you so much for listening.
So, yeah, if you head over to our socials, that is...
Instagram.
Twitter.
Twitter's X, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fab.
Swing Hub.
TikTok.
Pineapple App.
And I think that's all
that's
for
it.
Now.
Give us some feedback, guys, on these ones. If this one's long or not long enough.
If you like our episodes, give us some feedback.
Yep.
If you don't like our episodes, feel free to still give us some feedback.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, so thank you for listening.
Or Mrs. W will.
Shut up. Thank you for listening.
And good night.
Good night.